First Steps into the Night, written by Tao Wong, narrated by Stephanie Nemet Parker. An oval, metallic, bright red helmet that looked like a bastard cross between science fiction and a motorcycle helmet held the attention of the leggy brunette as it lay on her bed. Kylie Porter bit her lip as she stared at the Novacry virtual reality helmet, forcing herself to draw and exhale a deep breath to calm her nerves. "This is your first assignment. Brent, that rat bastard, won't buy the piece if you don't write it. You can't write it if you don't go in. Come on, Kylie. All the studies say it's fine. There's no danger." The brunette whispered to herself in a surprisingly low, husky voice in an effort to psych herself up. The truth was, for Kylie, it was not about the danger to her mind or body that the VR helmet exemplified, but what came afterward. "You know Jonathan won't wait long for you. If he doesn't show you around, you don't have a chance at writing this." As she chewed on her lower lip, Kylie looked out of the 11th floor window of her apartment. The downtown skyline of Vancouver still glowed with reflected electric light, even years after the night sky legislation had passed. Beneath her, she could hear the low rumble of electric buses and grid-connected shared vehicles carrying the residents to the latest party. A part of Kylie desperately wanted to be out there, in the press of humanity, rather than in here, staring at the helmet. Then again, she barely had enough money to make it through the month. Existing on the minimum basic income was tough, especially for a single woman without roommates. Kylie sighed and turned away from the window and back to the helmet. She finally forced herself to pick it up, and she slid it over her long, silky hair. As she adjusted the straps, Kylie lay down on the bed before she touched the side of the helmet, engaging the program. A brief moment of disorientation later, and light blossomed around her eyes before it faded away, gray and red titles floating into her vision. "Welcome to Eternal Night. Eternity awaits all." Kylie found herself in a cream-colored foyer with no furniture, only a single pedestal. As she walked up to it, she marveled at how real everything felt. The soft caress of the silk dress around her thighs, the clack of her high heels on the marble floor, and the floral notes that tickled her nostrils. It took her a brief moment to realize that it was a touch too realistic, as her small breasts shifted unsupported under her dress. The lack of underclothing an unpleasant surprise. A further, more pleasant surprise appeared in the form of
sample complete. Ready to continue?